This is Impromptu by Berries, a Bridgerton TV fanfic. It is rated T and archive warnings apply. It features the relationships Anthony Bridgerton / Kate Sharma, Simon Bassett and Kate Sharma, Daphne Bridgerton and Kate Sharma, Simon Bassett and Anthony Bridgerton and Daphne Bridgerton, and Simon Bassett / Daphne Bridgerton. It also features the tags post-season 2, pommel, teasing, and friendship. Summary. When Kate, Anthony, Simon, and Daphne play an impromptu game of pommel, Simon insists on informing Kate of Anthony's true nature.
Despite what Anthony believed, Kate thought this was a very friendly game of pommel. Did your husband ever tell you about the time he deluded himself into believing he could find a marriage match without love? Simon asked as he held his pommel stick against his shoulder. I'm glad to see him proven dreadfully wrong. Kate smiled as she glanced at Anthony, who was steadfastly ignoring them both as he prepared to hit his pink ball straight through a crop of tall grass. Colin had requested the groundskeeper to keep patches untrimmed for the sole purpose of defeating Anthony. It was a pity he wasn't present at the impromptu game of pall mall to witness his oldest brother grow irritable at the obstacle. He did not, she said, leaning against the mallet of death. But I'm unsurprised. My husband is quite delusional. I can hear you, Anthony said without breaking his concentration. He hit his ball with his mallet soundly and made a noise of triumph. Neither Simon nor Kate paid him any attention. Yes, Simon said, smiling widely. He is quite delusional. Now, now, Daphne chuckled, skipping to her ball and lining her mallet up with it. In Anthony's defense, he did eventually come to his senses. Thank you, Daphne, Anthony said, rolling his shoulders back as he came to stand beside Kate. With one hand gripping the pink mallet gently, he wrapped his other arm around her, tugging her. She leaned against his side, happy for him to take her weight as she watched Daphne poke her tongue out the corner of her lips. I wish I hadn't missed the wedding, Simon said. The stories hardly do it justice. Hush, Daphne smiled. She hit her ball as hard as she could and watched in disappointment as it curved right instead of left. It rolled into one of Colin's patches of grass. Anthony made the right choice in the end, she said as she turned toward them and winked at Kate. Kate blushed, regretfully stepping out from Anthony's arm to line her mallet with her black ball. It was good for Edwina, too, she said. She's quite enjoying the prince's company. Newton spread out on his back in the shade, bored by the conversation at hand. Perhaps we could change the topic of conversation, Anthony said haughtily. He looked at them all expectantly, his brows raised and his hands clasped on the top of his mallet. But as he looked at both Simon and Daphne sternly, Kate knew without looking that he was gazing affectionately at her. This one is getting incredibly dull. Kate hit her ball with an easy swing and jumped in elation at it rolling straight ahead, knocking Anthony's pink ball firmly out of place. Let's, she said with cheer, twisting to face them with her skirts wrapping around her legs. Like how he's a poor loser. Anthony rolled his eyes, but he smiled when he saw her widen smile. No. Or perhaps we could talk about the time you challenged me to a duel for your sister's hand? Simon said with interest. Kate lifted her brows curiously as he walked to his ball and lined up the mallet. With practice ease, he swung his mallet without much thought and almost knocked her ball right out from its winning spot. Yes, Kate said eagerly, looking at Anthony, whose face grew red. I would very much like to hear this story. Anthony shook his head. Let's talk about something much more interesting. But this is of interest to me, Kate said, looking at him pointedly. Perhaps another topic would be of secondary interest to you. I want to hear this story. It's a good story, Simon said, grinning widely at Anthony's disgruntled look. Or we could speak of your refusal to dance with any lady until a certain one wandered into the tawn, Daphne asked. Anthony flushed, his gaze glancing toward Kate before he shook his head. I'd much rather we learn to play this game in silence, he grumbled as he strutted towards his ball without looking back at them. Kate laughed. You must tell me this story, she said to Simon. Within his earshot, of course. Of course, Simon nodded. I wouldn't dare wish to not inform you of all the best attributes of my dear friend. He approached her, standing beside her as Daphne trudged toward her ball. He truly does mean his best. I know, Kate said softly. And every embarrassing story you insist on sharing only proves that more. I married a good man. You do realize that the more you share of him, the more he will share of you? Daphne asked, looking at Simon with a pretty smile. Simon glanced at Kate and murmured, I think I may be in trouble. I don't think I can help you out of it, Kate said, regarding him with feigned sympathy. Anthony stood with his hands on his hips in frustration. His ball must have wandered into the thick bushes off to the side of what was usually the pawmall field. When he ran his hand through his hair roughly, Kate knew that Anthony wasn't going to be seeing first or second place in this afternoon's game. He marched toward them, shaking his head in aggravation. This game has not followed a single rule. Sore loser, too. Simon offered Kate his arm in preparation to escort her to her ball. She eagerly looped her arm with his, curtsying by crossing her leg beneath the skirts of her blue dress. Kate laughed. A very sore loser.